Well, last week, the Newfoundland and Labrador Employers Council revealed another way forward. It's the council's plan to address this province's fiscal issues by reducing taxes and spending. In particular, that report highlighted ways to reduce spending on unionized public employees. President Richard Alexander was in our studio on Friday. Here's what he had to say about the council's findings.
What we did in this report was we said, okay, well, if government didn't want to lay off any core civil service, what could they do? And if you look at the wages that are paid in our public service, they're about 27% higher than the Atlantic Canadian average. So we have a fiscal crisis. Government has to deal with that. In this round of negotiations, if they were to negotiate a wage freeze or a wage rollback for workers, they could save about $75.7 million in government spending. And we would still have the highest paid public service in Atlantic Canada. So if we have a fiscal crisis, you don't want to lay public sector, unionized public sector workers off. Let's look at some other things that we can do, because we don't see a plan in government's strategy to reduce spending. We don't believe that the plan is balanced. It's way too much. It's focused way too much on taxation, and taxation is much, much too high under the plan.
That's Richard Alexander of the Newfoundland and Labrador Employers Council. Jerry Earle is the head of the Newfoundland and Labrador Association of Public and Private Employees, or NAEP as it's known, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So what do you make of the comments from Richard Alexander? We could have a rollback of wages and still have the best paid public employees in Atlantic Canada, he says.
I could be almost as dismissive as Richard Alexander as the Premier has been, because every now and then these groups come out from their rock they hide under and profess to be at the best interest of this province and the people in mind. Nothing but further from the truth. They have nothing but their self-interest at mind. When I listen to his comments, first of all, we're at the bargaining table now at a very sensitive time, and I'd suggest to Mr. Alexander, keep a nose out of our public sector bargaining. And some of the issues that he's raising about wages, again, understanding core civil service and public civil service is two different things. There may be a number of eye-level positions that may be paid different. We've done some analysis of our public sector employees. We're certainly not paid in the range more, or the range that he's suggesting to be more than the Atlantic provinces. And again, for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians that go to work every day, we make no apologies to ensuring that people are appropriately paid and compensated for the work they do. And our fear is when our members do well, he might have to pay, or those that he represents may have to pay his workers a little bit fair. And that's what he should be doing, ensuring that his workers and the groups he represents, rather than rake in large profits, compensate some of the people that actually do the work for them.
So then, if I'm reading what you say correctly, when he says we have the highest paid public employees in Atlantic Canada, it's not exactly an outright untruth, but you think he's doing the math in a way that that favors that statement?
I hear him reference to public service sometimes. The public service is a very broad range, everything from health care to highways to lab and x-ray to teachers, nurses. Then other times I hear him talk about core public service, and that's quite different. That's direct government, and in many cases, people that are not in frontline positions. So that's something he hasn't clarified. But again, the issue that he has, and suggests he's not going to admit to it, is when our members do well that are represented, because the union is nothing more than a collection of workers that come together with a common cause to protect themselves against groups such as Mr. Alexander represents. And this is a case where he's seen our members and other union members do relatively well. Therefore, him and the groups he represents, which I'd suggest makes huge profits and don't want to really share that here in the province, takes offense because he needs to compensate his members a little bit more.
If we try to turn this into a positive, we have a public service here in this province that is sizable. I mean, what role could public workers play in improving our province's fiscal standing? Is it the kind of thing that comes up at the bargaining table?
It's certainly things that we discuss at the bargaining table, and we're at a sensitive point now. It appears that he's got some concern what we may be doing at the bargaining table. And again, I'd suggest you just stay out of our collective bargaining. We will sit down with government. He made another comment, which I took offense to. We were saying that union leaders, and I guess when you say make an inclusive statement such as union leaders, you're including myself. I have done quite opposite to what Mr. Alexander suggested. He was saying that union leaders out there and their members have unrealistic expectations. Well, we've talked to our members quite extensively about the situation this province is in, and we realize that at the bargaining table, and now I can tell you, demands we're making are not unrealistic. We're having a frank conversation with this government. That's where we'll do our bargaining. We certainly won't do it with Mr. Alexander and the groups that he represents.
At the same time, I'm sure plenty of people are waiting to see how these negotiations will pan out. Do you expect changes in wages, benefits, the size of the public service when this is all said and done?
And again, I can't get into the details. Both parties here realize how contentious collective bargaining can be. The government is respecting the process in recent months. We're respecting the process. We'll continue to do that and try to work through issues that we have at the bargaining table. Obviously, wages and benefits are some of those, but that's where they will remain in the immediate future, is at the bargaining table.
Thanks very much for talking to us today, sir.
Thank you very much.
That's Jerry Earle. He's the head of the Newfoundland and Labrador Association of Public and Private Employees.
If you want to comment on that, get in on the conversation, comment on what Mr. Earle had to say or potentially what Mr. Alexander had to say. Love to hear your opinion on any of that. Our number is 576-5259. That is the Morning Line number. Or you can always call toll free 1-866-576-5259. Almost forgot the number there. Coming up in the next half hour.